It's now 3 o'clock in Barbados and Eastern Caribbean. Fireworks is brought to you with the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing. West Indian Waterproofing. Remember, waterproofing means us. Give us a call today at 271-4933. Good afternoon to you all. Welcome to Fireworks for today, Tuesday, the 1st of June. Yep, we're into the month of June. Still waiting on the official word on what or if we will have a festival. What form or shape will it take? Well, we all know the hot topic right now. And it's not even about crop over music. We heard on Brass Tats yesterday, David Ellis making reference to this Trojan rhythm that it's been making rounds. It's a rhythm mix, several Barbadian artists. And the concern is the content of the songs, the lyrical content. And of course, they're talking about a lot of gunplay in these songs, and they have been condemned on several platforms, on radio, social media, newspapers. But then in some circles, others are saying, well, it's the entertainer's right to sing what they want to sing, to talk about what they want to talk about. And people should stop looking to the entertainers to raise their children. Several points of view when we're talking about this. What's your point of view? And yes, today we are talking about the gun lyrics. But as we get into crop over, as has been the case in the past, the conversation of quote-unquote lewd lyrics, particularly in some of the bashment songs that has come up as well. So the lyrical content, the content of the music, once again comes up. I think we're going to talk about that today. That's going to be one of our topics. You know, they say music is the great influencer. And I very often say, if it wasn't for music, I wouldn't be here. I guess you could say that I listen to the right kind of music, right? Well, I'll say wrong, because I listened to every type of music there was out there. I started out in my parents' record collection, going through the oldies and the vintage reggae, the old disco and pop songs. Then I was caught up in the dub culture, and back then in the 80s, you know, there's the slackness in the dance hall, and you know the lyrics that came out of those. So you had the Shabba Ranks and you had the Ninja Man and all those artists. And you hear it. But then I guess because of the environment I was in, I knew not to repeat it and knew not to act on certain things. But that was me. That's me, the individual. Others saw the music as a roadmap. This is what's said, this is what it should do. So we have different experiences by different people. So because of one person's experience, does that disqualify the music as entertainment? And do we do away with it? Well, we'll talk about all this here. 434-1790, that's the number to call. You can weigh in on this throughout the day. 434-1790. You can also WhatsApp your comments to 266-4862. 266-4862. The reigning Calypso Monarch from back in 2019, Classic, he'll be joining us a little later this afternoon. We'll have that conversation as well. Good afternoon to you. This is Fireworks. The time is 5 minutes after 3 o'clock. Remember, at 3:30, we have the news, and right after that, Radio School with Uncle Jeff. Hey! let's take in some AC. It's a little hot on the outside.
A set of things I got to get off my chest. A whole set of things that got me head in a mess. But they only gave me 7 minutes in which to do all of it. So without further ado, I go vent it with who I intended to. Sarah Nina, you are one of them who come back to add your flavor to the calypso stew. Give up. fuck and see a deputy. Cause he just wants to come for crown with me. So I take him to God and batting strong. Way beyond the boundaries of Kensington.
As we get ready for Radio School, just about at 3:32. Well, here's Julia Monarch from 2019. Here's Shantae.
Hurting. Everybody, I say, touch it, hurting. Violence. It crippling. The society, man, it crippling. Violence. To maim, to kill or drive you insane. Roughness is a mess, heartless and inhumane, destructive and barbaric. But tonight I say we can stop it. Violence, to violence, stop the violence, hurting the innocent. Violence not good for we country, and our economy, and our family. So stop the violence, stop the violence, hurting the innocent.
Yeah, yeah.
Cannot we all agree? Violence not good for we country. Nor economy, nor the family. So stop the violence. And bullying, rape cases, violence, sexual harassment, corporal punishment, torture, violence. It's not just in the school, family violence up there too. Kicking, choking, arm twisting, or any other of treatment. Psychological violence is a thing, pressuring and threatening. Violence, violence, stop the violence, hurting the innocent.
Yeah, yeah.
Cannot we all agree? Violence not good for country, and our economy, and our family. So stop the violence, stop the violence, hurting the innocent. of the poor weak country, and our economy, and our family. So stop the violence, so
that performance was enough to get her the crown. Shantae, stop the violence. A message from the youth. A message coming into me and say, it's interesting that once again, the discussion of violence in music rears its head. There are those who will be influenced and those who are not. I personally was not influenced. But that's because of my upbringing. That's from contributor 109. Good afternoon to you. Not going to read the last part of that message. That could be problems. Sonia, good afternoon to you. Sonia says, just like with Prop Over, the lyrics will always be an issue.
Violence.
It's up to the DJs and the radio stations to make sure that these songs don't get out there. Ooh. Now, for me, that's a double jab now, huh? Because I'm both on radio and a DJ. And I can tell you, way before these songs, some of them that don't even reach radio, before they even reach radio now, these children are hearing them. Because remember, they have access to the internet. So these songs are out there. And I'm not just focusing on the Trojan rhythm. All the songs that you may find offensive, they're out there. So I was making the comparison, I was speaking to one of my workmates earlier. You have a river, the river being all that information that's out there. It's up to us now to build the dam and see how we can channel this. What we can control. How we can control.
So
we're definitely not going to stop the river. The music will continue to come. It's how we deal with it. And this is not me encouraging it. It's just the reality. The music will come. One way or another.
Violence, not good for we country.
Add your say 4341790 or WhatsApp 2664862. Trent said it's absolute garbage. You can't believe that that's what these guys are putting out. Trent not holding back at all. Interesting comment here. Someone here saying the music from the dance hall and the lyrics from the dance hall is making its way into the soca. And very soon you will not be able to tell the difference.
Stop the violence. Stop it, stop it, stop it. Hurting the innocent.
Interesting comment, Saul.
Cannot we all agree?
Remember, at just about 4 o'clock, we have Classic joining us on the inside. Pretty sure he has something to say as well.
So stop the violence. Stop the violence. Lord, help us, help us. Stop the violence. Help our adults, help our
one voice or some voices we're not hearing.
Violence. Hey.
Those voices are the voices of those that are singing and producing the music.
Yes.
Still yet to hear from them.
Thank you. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Taking in the juniors as we get ready for radio school. Of course, the latest at 3:30 as well.
Minister Humphrey said that single-use plastics, but don't use them. We ban them. Minister Humphrey, I agree with your stand. We must fix the environment before things get out of hand. Reduce, reuse, and recycle, every Bajan must do. Creating a green economy will make that dream come true. But Minister Humphrey, that same philosophy can't solve other problems we got here, like crime and society. Reduce the time that it takes a case to travel through the law courts. Reuse some old forms of punishments, put hanging back on the books. Recycle the education, put more teachers into the schools, so every child learns to read and write, not go to dogs like a fool. Reduce, reuse, and recycle, that is what it must be. We fixing the plastic problem and crime in society. Oh, 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 yeah. Minister Humphrey, my granny impressed with you. You're so neat, you talk sweet. Minister Humphrey, she said do what you got to do. Plastic killing the fish and turtles, one day it can kill we too. Reduce, reuse, and recycle have now become the three R's, so every child in Barbados know how to play their part. But Minister Humphrey, that same philosophy can't solve other problems we got here, like childhood obesity. Reduce the number of times you take your children out for fast food. Reuse some old forms of exercise, like Chinese skip and rounders. Recycle the school curriculum, make PE priority, so children will learn much better and they won't get fat and lazy. Reduce, reuse, and recycle, that is what it must be. We fixing the plastic problem and childhood obesity. Oh, 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 yeah. Minister Humphrey, Bajans too love to talk on radio, on Facebook. Minister Humphrey, the new containers is leak. When you fill them up with pie and rice and lather down with gravy. Reduce, reuse, and recycle in every country and state. We need to follow pattern if we punching above our weight. But Minister Humphrey, that same philosophy can't solve other problems we got here, like we struggling economy. Reduce the bus fare to $2 to get poor people an ease. Reuse the farmland for growing food, not horns, mongooses, and weeds. Recycle the exam system, get more children doing the arts. In rich countries like America, little children become big stars. Reduce, reuse, and recycle, that is what it must be. We fixing the plastic problem and we struggling economy. Oh, 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 yeah. Thank you.
Hey, that's Zavi with Reduce, Reuse, Recycle. Also from back in 2017. Which I am saying 2017, which was 2 years ago, but just seems like so long ago since we were able to really get out and enjoy. someone here saying that role models are fast disappearing. But this is the thing. I think we should be the first role models. As adults, as parents, guardians, influential people in our children's lives. The others can come in afterwards, yeah? But I think too many times they're looking outside, or looking for the singer, the actor, the designer. More on this. I see all the messages coming in. I wasn't getting a connection, but they're all coming in now. Well, the time is now 5 minutes after 4 o'clock. Fireworks brought to you with the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing. West Indian Waterproofing. Remember, waterproofing means us. Give us a call today at 271-4933. That's 271-4933. West Indian Waterproofing.
Oppression and all these tyrants get a blow. They really did come out and show them a true lesson. Even these skippers feel that he too should celebrate just like me and you. So friends, you could swear that Calypsonians so offend. He ain't got no time with them. He boogie in this year and he say, tell them Calypsonians, for me, it is my turn to run this country, and none of them like Brandon or Gabby can stop me. Tell them Calypsonians, for me, I'll wait long to get this position, and I will fight the little opposition in this country. Tell them Calypsonians, for me, if they had to be in my shoes, they would do the same things I do, or even worse. So if it's common sense that them lack, them ain't gonna give me no matter. Tell them Calypsonians.
Listen, I would love to play this song in its entirety, right? But I have a gentleman here, me, and he's been in the game for quite some time. Dating back to the Richard Stout team talent, because, I mean, when we talk Richard Stout people, you know, you talk about Edwin, and talk about Blood, and talk about TC. Classic, and they're wearing cheesy clothes back there, too. Listen, wait, hold up, man. I had the wrong microphone selected. There we go. You should be good to go. Good afternoon, sir.
Hi, good afternoon, Kashi. Good afternoon, Barbados and VOB country, wherever you're listening.
But it's good to have you here. Welcome to Fireworks, man.
Yeah, my pleasure to be here, bro.
It's been an interesting year and some. You know, when we were at this stage last year, you know, we weren't too sure. You know, we were still trying to figure this thing out. We were opening up a bit. We were looking forward to some sort of festival, which we did have, although officially it wasn't Crop Over. Mm-hmm. But look, we're here now a year on, and there's still a lot of uncertainty. How have you been dealing with this uncertainty?
Well, I've been trying my best to cope with it and not to let it get the better of me, because the whole pandemic is unpredictable. Nobody knows where it's going to go, and fortunately for us, we are getting the vaccinations, and hopefully that would, you know, make things better. But I find that the best thing to do in times like these is to work on your craft, do some reflection, and wait it out, because these are things that are beyond your control, so you have to let it take its course.
I say you work on your craft and you take mm-hmm. it down, but how... That's general advice. Is that what Classic has been doing?
Yeah, I've been doing some writing and trying to get a number of things in place in the event that there is, you know, a return to Crop Over whenever that is. So and some other personal stuff. So you got to utilize it time effectively and try to, you know, keep yourself good, keep in shape, take care of yourself, and as I say, you know, when you find situations that you can't control, you have to take it in a stride, you know.
Well, you know, and you talk about situations that you can't control. We can't control this. We don't know
exactly
when it's going to come back. And when it comes back, if it's going to come back.
You can control our behavior, but in terms of where it was going to go and how it's going to spread and what's going to happen, those are things that we can't foresee.
Mm. Now, you're still the reigning monarch. Mm-hmm. You know, I think... you can't call it a three-peat, but you had it
only raining, only raining, it pouring and flooding too.
Man, are you looking forward to defending it? I mean, when we do get back to that, there, if there is indeed a competition of sorts, are you looking forward to that, or is it just a situation where?
Of course, it's my responsibility and duty to defend and to defend with you know, everything I got. That's why I've been preparing, and as I say, you know, in anticipation that there is a festival, because you can't take it for granted and just sit down and say, hey, be insured so I don't do anything. You have to be prepared in the event that, you know, they'll crop over. So yeah, I've been keeping busy, you know, writing and improving some songs that I have, and getting ready so when the bell rings, as they say.
When the bell rings, ready to come out swinging.
Yeah.
There it goes. Man, but you see what's been happening. Let's get into your Trojan talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you talk about writing, and I think writing is integral in the product that's out there. Now, you not only write, but you know, you assist others as well. You guide others as well.
Yeah.
You know, how important is it when you're looking at not just the lyrics but the subject matter? Because while the focus now is on the gun lyrics, you know, when crop over comes around, you know, people talk about the so-called slackness in the lewd lyrics recently, the lewd lyrics, you know. Is it a situation where people need to just find a lane and stay in it? Or is it much ado about nothing when it comes to lyrics? Should we just be allowed to say, well, this is what I prefer, let me write about this?
I don't think it's as simplistic as saying, just let me do my thing, because when you put product out there, that product is being absorbed by the public, right? And as an artist, I think you have a social and moral responsibility to say something that is uplifting, right? Even if you want to venture into something that's provocative, I think you should do it with a element of craft, right? At the end of the day, it's an art form. But I think what happens is that guys see it as, I'm not referring to this particular instance, I'm finding out there's a trend developing where fellas believe, okay, you just got to put some music up, put out something, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I like this thing, I got a rhythm here, these are my friends, we got a little computer, we can get around, we just put out something. Prior to that, many years ago, when the guys used to get into the art form, they did it because they love it. They see it as an art, and they want to. They have something to say. They have a contribution to make or whatever. But I find it's more like there's a lot of bandwagon thing going on now, and it's very easy now to become a quote unquote artist, right? Once you can, you know. So the fellas are not. A lot of guys are not taking it that serious in terms of when they approach their lyrics. Then from the crafty side. They're not looking at how do I structure these lyrics to say what I want to say. What angle am I using to convey this message? It's like, I got something to say, just saying it, have it come out and come out. And that seems to be the in thing, because there's a subculture that is accepting that, right? Mm. And that exists. We don't live in a vacuum. And it's out there on the minivans, it's out there on the internet, and it's out there on, you know, underground and everything. So it exists.
But
and,
you know, it could be said that this has been in existence for quite some time. You mentioned on the van. Before ZR, when there were the Z and the ZMs, you know, the Suzuki vans and such, these songs were out there.
Yeah.
The same crass lyrics. They were all lyrics.
Yeah, they were out there, but they were not getting into the mainstream. You know, but I find it's getting into the mainstream now from a point of view that it's becoming like norm is being normalized or being accepted to a certain extent. You would find that remember back in the 80s when they had the dub rhythms, mm-hmm. and there was only but one or two reggae artists who used to do what you call the slack rhythms, mm-hmm. you know, but there was a market for that which was virtually underground. But now what's happening now is that a lot of these slack rhythms are coming into the mainstream, and guys just, you know, bleeping out the lyrics when they get to that point. And people actually know what to say when they get to that point. So it's becoming like normal. So you hear a certain song on the radio that you would have never heard on the radio, maybe even 30 years ago, 20 years ago or what, right? So as we said, these things are coming to the mainstream and it's become like accepted as the norm. And that is the unfortunate part of it.
What about those that may say, things change. You got to get with it. You know, not cashy mm-hmm. stance, mm-hmm. but in general, this is something you hear people say, well, you know, times aren't changing. You're not going to have the same standards as you did 20, 30 years ago. You know, the bar is moving. You know, you need to be more accepting of certain things.
Well, I don't think we should, anytime the society decides that we're going to change to the extent where we're going to sacrifice our morals and our values, I think that we're heading down a very slippery slope. I don't think that change necessarily means that you have to get crude and crass or vulgar or whatever. There's still an element of craft to what you do or what we should be doing, right? As I said, there's nothing wrong with provocative lyrics. I like to hear sexual lyrics sometimes too, mm-hmm. because I mean I grew up on listening to Sparrow, and Sparrow had a lot of what you call those, you know what I mean? But there were times when Sparrow was very crafty, uh-huh. and there were times when people were saying he was vulgar or whatever. But even when you thought he was vulgar, he was mild to compare with now. So I'm saying that if the guys want to say something, they can find a way to say it without going to that extreme where it's so offensive. But it takes a level of intellect and intelligence and a skill, literary skill, to use the English language to say what you want to say without turning off people. Because I think that we have a responsibility mm-hmm. to express ourselves in music. But at the same time,
when you say we use the artists.
Artists in general, mm. right? Yes, there's a market, or as I say, there's a market for that type of what you call it, the crass lyrics or whatever. There's a market for that, but it is a small market, and those guys know how to reach that market, right? Mm. But as I say, when it reaches the stage now, where small children are singing these songs and they're becoming normal and they're using language that you wouldn't expect them to be using at their age, I think we have a problem there, because as long as you do that, you know, where do you draw the line now? I mean, I'm not a prune or whatever, but I'm saying that at some point you have to tell yourself, hey, there's a difference between entertainment and offensive language.
Mm. Now, let me you said there is a market for that. Mm-hmm. There are people that want.
Yeah, there are people
that
want.
So, mm-hmm. so there are people that need to put it out there. If there is a market for it, then mm-hmm. someone needs to supply that market. And I'm not saying that they shouldn't, mm-hmm. these artists, but they see a market, they can go after it. Now, earlier before we came on, we were speaking, you know, everyone in the studio, couldn't someone say, well, X, Y, Z? Mm-hmm. I think perhaps whether it is that hindsight is 2020, perhaps it's because of the public outcry. But one of the artists on the rhythm, Peter Ram, mm-hmm. issued something on his social media page, on his Instagram page. So what I want to do is play that post that he put up on his social media page. Let me see if I can pull it up here now. Put it up on, so this is Peter Ram from his Instagram page.
Yes, my good people, this is Peter Ram, and I come here to express sincere, my humblest apology to all of my followers, fans, sponsors, along with the general public. Everybody, you don't know, for the lyrical content that was freestyle on a rhythm a year and a half ago. You know what I mean? It was never my intention to offend anyone, you know? So as one of Barbados top entertainers, I deeply apologize to all of my fans, all of my friends, you don't know, and all of the little kids that look up to me. You know what I mean? See a mistake, acknowledge the mistake, and you come. You know what I mean? Big man thing. Apologize. So large off all of when I said we don't know we love Barbados, you don't know, no, we keeping Barbados nice, right? So big up on yourself, respect, peace, Barbados. Yes, my good.
Alright, so that was posted on Peter's Instagram page earlier this afternoon. Is it a situation where the outcry caused that, or is it that, okay, well, maybe I genuinely made a mistake? You can't speak for right. someone.
Obviously not. I can't question.
I reached out to Peter, so I'm hoping to hear back from him before the program ends today. I actually reached out to one of the other artists as well, so you'll see if we can hear from any of them. But your takes on this.
Well, I would not question his motive. He apologized, and I would take him at his word. But as a fellow artist, when he first heard this song, I heard it yesterday. I watched it on YouTube. And first, my initial reaction, I was shocked, the honest truth, because it was so blatantly explicit in the promotion of violence. And I, at one point, I wondered if it was an ad for a gun manufacturer or something. The amount of guns I see going up and people calling these gun names. I didn't even know a lot of these gun names. So that's what they, yes, I mean, seriously, but I speak as a Barbadian. I speak as a father. I speak as an entertainer. And I know a number of these guys. We go back a long way. Some of us, we perform from time to time on various stages for whatever events, right? And I was rather shocked, you know, and obviously disappointed. And it's something that must be called out, and they must be chastised for it. Because, as I said, we have a responsibility as artists. And when you put music out there, there are people who are listening to your every word. You've got children, you've got followers, you've got supporters. And these people are, some of them are very easily influenced, right? And you got to be very cognizant of what you say, how you say it, and the message you send, because as I say, people can latch on to your word and believe that what you're saying is gospel. There are people who will literally listen to an artist and take them at their word and go and do something stupid just because they believe in that artist. There are people who are that gullible, right? So you got to take those impressionable minds into consideration and make sure that you don't let these things happen. And as I said before, when the guys were recording, I was wondering, wait, at no point at all, nobody and say, well, fellas, well, you know, I mean, you know, the old people just tell you, me and Banana, when I can tell one to come back, you know, there are five people on a rhythm or whatever, and at no point at all did nobody say, well, fellas, because you're recording a song, you can learn the lyrics. Even if you're freestyling, you're going to listen back to make sure the lyrics are correct, and you may do a take, more than one take, to make sure that you perfect that particular line and say it the way you want to say it. So at no time at all did one of the guys say, well, fellas, were these lyrics inside we should be putting out there, though? That's why I asked myself, so why? Just why at no point at all? I mean, when they finish the product and you listen back, everybody say, yeah, this is good to go. This is what we should be doing. And nobody didn't question it and say, well, but these lyrics ain't something that we should be putting out there. You know, that was my major query to myself when I heard it.
No, this is something that was put up for crop over. But we have issues where people have challenged some of the lyrical content of some of our soca songs. Do you raise an eyebrow at the music that's released, or have you been doing so? Any of the music?
I mean, over the years?
The alarm has been sounded a lot more recently.
Yeah, because as I say, I think that the guys need to understand that songwriting is a craft, and it is. In other words, if you have to write an essay or whatever, you're gonna there are certain fundamentals that are gonna apply, and I think that people believe they just put these string together some words and say what you want to say, and that is it. I think that you can say what you want to say, even if you want to be provocative, even if you want to be suggestive. But there's a skill that goes along with conveying that message. But I find that a lot of the lyrics are just, not all, right, but a lot of them, they lack imagination, they lack creativity, and there's a lot of repetition. Like, you'll find one guy will come and sing about rum, and then you find 10,000 people come and sing about rum. One boy come and sing about bumper, and then 500 people come and sing about bumper too. So at what point do you tell yourself, you know what? Well, somebody sing that already, though. I don't want to sing that. Let me sing something different.
You see a man get a level of success singing one thing, so you think you can replicate it.
But that is a mistake. That is a mistake you made, because a person do something and it works for them, no meaning it work for you.
But I mean, even outside of music, let's look at coconut vendors. You see a coconut vendor pop up on one corner. You go down 200 meters and another one on the same street corner. Go down another 200 meters, the same one there. And selling the same coconut water on the same street they all are.
Yeah, but I guess each of them have their own clients or customers or whatever. But, right? I think, to me, I still think that's apples and oranges. In from the point of view that if I put out a song and you put out a song saying the same thing, right? Who are we catering to? Because obviously the same market, you know, but with the coconut vendor, you know, he won't buy me, got their own customers or whatever. But in the music, you know, they're virtually catering to the same people, and after a while, it's becoming like an oversaturation, right? And then the people start to reject it. And at one point, remember when we had so many bumper songs, they probably started to just reject
it. It went from the jumper wave songs to the bumper songs,
because they're catering to the same songs. People,
yeah,
and the same people get tired of it. But in as though you got a different demographic that you're catering to, that you can say, okay, you go over there and I go over here, and all of you can live, you know.
Let's see. Remember, you can send your comments. You can make a call as well. 434-1790. WhatsApp 2664862. The King Classic. He is here. Two-time monarch. Someone here saying, Kashi, movies have categories and ratings. Actors decide whether they want to be involved in porn, comedy, action, etc. Other performing artists must make a similar decision and live with the consequences. No excuses. Idiocy cannot be justified. I know, and this is something I was saying as well earlier. You know, I have no problem with someone saying gun lyrics. And hear me out. Hear me out here. Different strokes for different folks. Personally, it's not for me, but it's for someone else. You know, similarly, and the person made the comparison to the pornography industry. It's not for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's under the counter. You know, well, it used to be under the counter. Now it's a different website. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's different strokes for different folks. Mm-hmm. But my concern was that you had someone who was an advocate for anti-bullying now singing the gun lyrics. That was my major concern. My concern isn't the fact that it was a gun song, because they've been around for a while and they will be out there for a while. I think we as the responsible adults need to make sure that we make that impact. We speak to our children, the young ones in particular, let them know what is what. Because I came home in the vans hearing the songs, singing some of the two, but you see when I step ahead of brown door? No, that ain't
right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. When it begins to reach mainstream, that is where the problem comes.
Mm-hmm.
Because they say there's a fringe. There's a fringe element that knows where to go to absorb that, right? As the person was relating to porn and other stuff, there's a fringe element that knows where they know to go to find that. But when you find those type of lyrics are making their way into what you call everyday radio, and you find that little children are singing these songs, and this, we started telling ourselves, oh, this is the norm, it's okay. All it takes is for one fool to listen to that song. You say, you know what? Let me take on my Glock and let me show them what time it is today.
Sure,
all it takes is one idiot to believe that is the way to go. And you're going to another level now.
Let me see, right? If we can take a quick call before, because we have the news coming up at 4:30, but let's head to the phones. VLB, good morning.
Good evening.
Good evening, man. I got to get your morning out of my business, out of my system.
Lassie, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
You remember Miss Paris First Boy? If you don't remember, say Miss Riggins last boy, but Miss Paris First Boy.
Okay.
You remember me, Paula?
Yeah. How are you doing?
Right. I ain't right. Like, you thought today got a piece of poetry to put down. Like, you guys, I just want to know this poetry on the radio.
Okay, great.
Let's tell these fellas to behave and take a leaf out from the writing of William Weir. He's somebody that glassed it. That got it, that way you're so classic.
Man,
I think I write on topical issues and things too, you know.
Great, glad to hear, man.
All right, man. Well, just don't write no gun lyrics, all right?
They're on everybody. Hello? Oh, Sharon and everybody, there's a classic.
Oh, my sister Cheryl, she's good, man. Thanks for asking. She's good.
And
I'm sure she's listening now. Yeah, everybody's good.
Call wrong names.
We'll
call wrong names.
Yeah, you're good.
Your wife and daughter?
Everybody's fine. All
right. I know to go to church with them at the Nazarene.
Okay, great, man.
All right, cool. All right, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
That is Gregory Melody. They called me after the amazing poet.
Great. All right, keep it up.
You
too, my brother.
The amazing poet. All right. We are here with Classic. Classic is going to stick around for a while, so you can continue this conversation. And we we're back with fireworks. And the fireworks, indeed. Listen, I started out yesterday. I said, if there is controversy, I said, if there is controversy, if it comes up, yes, we are going to deal with it. And controversy heard me, and controversy decided to say, hey, let me hear. It's all right. Whatever comes up, we'll talk about it. Classic. Mm-hmm. Classic is with me, the two-time, and he is the reigning Calypso Monarch of Barbados. Well, you heard it dominated half the newscast. It's been dominating half the newscast for the entire day. Took up a great part of Brass Stats. Let me say good afternoon to the great David Ellis, though. David, know what he did? He planted that seed, right? David waited until 10 minutes to 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon and talked about this video. Talked about it. Took him right up to 2 minutes to 2 o'clock. No calls, nothing. Just like, drop it.
I left it there.
Deal with that. From that moment, it's been talked about on every single, in every newspaper or the radio station, social media. It's up there. But it's relevant. Mm-hmm. It's relevant. It's something that's been there. And you heard Peter Ram in his apology, and he referenced the fact that it was recorded about a year and a half ago. So it's not new. And we knew it's been there for a while. But it still, you know, presents a problem. Someone here is saying it's very tone deaf. Even a year and a half ago, we had a lot of murders in Barbados. You know, so it presents a level of tone deafness, and they're only responding now. Well, Peter is the only one that's responding so far online. I don't know if you're going to hear from the others, but you see. I'm going to read some of the comments here, and I guess you could chime in. Let me see. Good evening. Do not even try to justify this nonsense, even by mere insinuations. I grew up in the district of your grandfather, Mr. Brown. Oh, my grandfather. All right, buddy, shop. All right, yes. He was well-respected so much that we all loved him and couldn't even dare misbehave by his shop. These people who made that so-called rhythm must know that lame apologies will not cut it for such reprehensible behavior. Strong language. A message must be sent to them. And since that rhythm is over a year old, then one has to wonder how much negative influence it must have had that it's led to some of the same problems that we are now experiencing. You believe that the songs can lead to the bad behaviors that we're seeing?
Of course. There are people, as they say, who look up to not only entertainers, but public figures, and they hang on to their every word, and they're easily influenced by them, and virtually worship at their feet. You see sometimes international artists, they got people just doing all kind of ridiculous things. So I'm saying that all it takes is for one idiot to decide that, you know, what you're saying is right and it makes sense, and they're going to go out there and actually replicate what you suggest or you're singing these songs. They don't know how to separate fiction from reality.
From reality.
And they believe that you are telling them to do these things, and once their artists or who they love tell them to do it, it is right. And that's, as I said, that's all it requires sometimes for one idiot to take it to heart and go out there and do something stupid. So we have a responsibility to make sure that our lyrics are not encouraging this type of reckless behavior.
All right, let's jump to the phone lines. VOB, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. Fireworks, how are you doing?
I am good. I just got in from work, and on the way up, I was listening to this conversation. I just want to say, you see why I love plastic bags? That's all I have to say.
But you know, it's classic here, right? You say that there to jab at classic?
No, I love plastic too. but it is the gentleman I'm referring to. I love plastic too, but plastic bags, the gentleman. That is why I love him.
Oh,
not that I don't love plastic. Not that I don't love plastic, but plastic bag is a gentleman.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, too.
Alrighty. I thought she was trying to send a message to say, yeah, you got class of him. Well, like, but I understand what she's saying in terms of the lyrical content and such. Alrighty. Let's read another one here. Cashy, the reality is we need to protect this cyber and social media generation from themselves, as they cannot distinguish fiction from reality. Just the same thing you said, Classic. And they are very susceptible to peer pressure, unlike my generation, well, that's the person's generation, whose exposure to lewd lyrics and violent images were absorbed for entertainment purposes only. Same thing you were saying. Mm-hmm. They can't separate fact from fiction. Let's see. In my opinion, these artists apologizing is only to appease the public and certain individuals in power who are asking them to denounce their actions. We all know they aren't really sorry, even though they are wrong. If it was really a big man thing, a big man would stand their ground. Yeah. So remember we were saying, if you're going to sing the gun lyrics, sing the gun lyrics. If you're going to sing, you know, choose a side, do your thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's going to come up. It's a situation that's going to come up. But we are going to find a way to tackle these things. 434-1790. It's just about 15 minutes to 5 o'clock. Classic is the guest on the inside. You can post your... Okay. Classic has been my crush for years. Tell him I said hi. Who's I? Classic. Yeah, admire his messaging it, man.
Not my imagination, I smell in fish all the time. Some of you may think I'm crazy, it is the truth. Now maybe I smell in fish all the time. I went to see the doctor to see what's going on, so I would know exactly if there is something wrong. Early detection before too late, I instantly tell the doctor straight, I smell something fishy. I smell something fishy. When I see Chris Sinclair posing, I smell fish. And my income tax incoming, I smell fish. When I'm a friend, they'll wake up bright, I smell fish. And start talking about the damn strike, I smell fish. I tell you, I smell something fishy. I smell something fishy. I was planning to defend my Dr. Suku friend, and I smell something fishy again. Oysters! Woo! Fried or grill, I don't know. Dolphin or billfish, not sure. I smell in fish all the time. Is it tuna, shark or snapper? I can't tell one from the other. I smell in fish all the time. Don't get me wrong, I love fish. It's a favorite dish of mine. My wife, she would confirm this. I eat hers all the time. Any woman would tell you yes. I like it if it's stale or it's fresh. But I smell something fishy. I smell something fishy. Every time I pass by Clico, I smell fish. I can't believe that CEO, I smell fish. Come telling me about hard times, I smell fish. And nobody charged with no crimes, I smell fish. I tell you, I smell something fishy. I smell something fishy. I see Mara in oysters. That lady, she's a gem. But I smell something fishy again. You smell it? I smell it. Sheep said. I don't find it amusing, lime and salt I'm using, and I'm smelling fish all the time. From the river or the ocean, I don't know where I'm coming from, I'm smelling fish all the time. Well, if something for something, I will pay the price. When I feel like eating salt fish, I ain't eating marlin rice. The scent is overwhelming. Worse than the sargassum seaweed. Cause I smell something fishy. I smell something fishy. Whenever I hear the speaker,
I smell fish.
I push my wallet down deeper. When all of the garbage piling, and them in the paper smiling, I tell you I smell something fishy. I smell something seasy. I went by the NCC to see who family working, and I smell something fishy again. When they win in the monarchy,
I smell best.
With gimmicks and karaoke,
I smell best.
Dramatics to fool the audience,
I smell best.
Because the song have no substance,
I smell best.
Lego to go where,
I smell best.
To rub somebody else's bug head,
I smell best.
So tell Adrian to back off,
I smell best.
Girls, so they know that he's soft.
I smell best.
It ain't no flying fish, it's lying fish. It ain't no reef fish, it's teeth and fish. But them only catching the small fish. You don't know that can't touch the big fish. Wanna hear think he's the king fish. Tonight he getting the hammer fish. Goldfish. Well, the men want all the catfish. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Something fishy. He gave you that one and In Bed Together, and those two gave him his first crown after how many years? It was 30 years? After,
yeah, 32. Yeah, that long.
it was sweet. He's still feeling that, huh?
Thanks, man.
For me, I think after being so long, you know, it feels like that would be like a new car smell for me every time I think about it. Like, man, you believe it? And you drop the lyrics in. This is one of the things I love about finals night. You know, when you just take a little jab and, mm-hmm. you know, you do a little something extra, it's all about the performance on the night. You miss those performances?
Yeah, man, because it is fun, but it's also very, as I say, it's a lot of pressure, but you get used to it after a while. And say used to it, you expect it, you know, it comes with the tide on you. And you just do what you gotta do.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, the lyrics is the topic that we've really been mm-hmm. talking about. But you just step aside on this here for a bit. Mm-hmm. Some people are concerned that perhaps the lyrics are getting a little personal on Finals Night, and perhaps it needed to be curbed.
Well, I always believe that in a competition, fellas can bring out whatever they could bring to, you know, to give them that little extra, you know, boost the night or whatever. But I think that as long as you keep it within your theme, mm. and it is in good taste, you don't have to go below the belt and get vulgar and that kind of stuff. Because at the end of the day, it's still art. But I think that shows that when a fella got to that extreme and he goes below the belt, it means that he's lacking in that kind of that lyrical capacity to do better, right?
Anybody ever hit you below the belt?
Not really.
Or try to?
Not really. A fella would get a little lash on it because it comes with the territory. But as I say, you got some people feel it's getting a little tiring, but it would get a bit tired. To me, it gets tiring if it doesn't fit into the format of your song, right? Mm-hmm. If I'm singing about one thing, then he varies off and he goes on and just to give a lash, and it has nothing to do with the song. Mm-hmm. I think that that's where the problem comes. But if it is a theme that you can go and put in that line and it's still relevant and it's still pertinent to what you're singing about, but hey, you know, because people give people a little, it happens in politics, it happens, you know what I mean?
you really want to compare what you're doing to politics?
Because at the end of the day, it's all competitive, but I mean, people can give you a little jab here and there. It's music, but as I say, keep it in good taste, though. Mm-hmm. And once you don't get offensive and vulgar and go to that extreme where you know, and go overboard, I think it's all par for the course, and that's how you see it.
Is it at a stage where you're concerned, or was it ever at a stage where you're concerned?
No, I wouldn't say so, because I think our lyrics are mild to compare with some of the other territories, you know, Trinidad, to be, you know, to be quite specific. As I said, there were one or two instances, yes, we're a finals night, where people went a little overboard. But as I say, it's part of the art form, so I don't want to make a broad rule and people say, be done with it and nobody can sing about nobody, because it takes away the surprise element, it takes away the fun, because you can do it in a way that is wholesome, it comes across effective, it can be very effective, it's a very effective tool, because you can, Mammy got a song that actually gives you that opportunity, mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. To say something, and that's part of your what we call your literary weapon, right, on that night. That's one of the tools you're going to go there armed with, that if you can put in a line and give a fella a little jab here and there, and it, as I say, it's relevant to the song, well, hey, more power to you.
Was there ever a night where you were all prepared, all set, and someone said something, maybe in the first round, and you just made a quick change?
But as I said, I can't remember the night it was, but you have to be on your toes. There was a night when somebody sang something about me, and they came back and he sang something. It went down well, but you know, as I said, but you must be prepared. The only disadvantage comes if you sing before the person, and the person come after you, well, you can't come back and sing about them if you already sang. It depends. It depends on the draw, where you are in the competition. Mm. But as I say, keep it in good spirits and be good to go.
Mm-hmm. All right, so he's ready for the stage whenever it comes, if it comes. Well, we don't know what's going to happen. We're waiting to hear from the authorities.
Well, my understanding is that there will be some events, but there won't be competition. Mm. That's my understanding. There won't be competition in the traditional sense then. You know?
Are we going to hear a recording from Classic this year?
Well, I have material, but I haven't recorded as yet. Mm. And I'm still on the fence as to whether it's feasible to do that. Because a number of factors are going to influence, you know, whether I record or not. But I have music. Music is not the problem. But as I say, crop over and music goes together. And there are a number of factors that you have to weigh before you just, you know, you do declare your hand.
What needs to happen? Because I am trying to get more music in this mm-hmm. folder. So mm-hmm. what needs to happen for Classic to release a song this year?
Well, I don't want to go as far as I will not release a song. But I have to get the song actually lyrically completed, that I'm, you know, because for me personally when I put a song out there, I have to be, you know, I'm a perfectionist to a certain extent. I have to be satisfied that this is what I want to say, you know. So you're writing a song, but it's going through a number of changes, lyrical changes, things happening, ideas coming to you. So I want to be at a point where I say yes, this is what I want to say. And so timing is important too. So then there's the, as I said, getting into the studio and making sure that the actual technical product, you know, it's to the standard and the level that you want in terms of the musicianship and the recording and everything, right, before you put your product out there, because you have, you know, your reputation to live up to. So I'm also writing a song for someone else too, so I might probably put that out, you know, people are going to be pleasantly surprised, but I don't want to divulge too much at the moment. So as I said, but I'm weighing a number of things, and then I'll see how it goes, and I may or may not.
You know. Man, you talking pretty, you know. I feel you want to run for a seat or something. You're talking real pretty, Classic. We already know that you're a perfectionist. Mm-hmm. We know what you have to do. Mm-hmm. You got to tweak this and get everything set.
Because you know, but, you just want to put any old wild thing out there. You got to make sure that the song, you okay, know, same way you want to see
okay.
it.
So that being the case, mm-hmm. are we going to go after that? You understand what I'm trying to get? I'm trying to get some music. Oh, yeah, Classic.
I lean in toward it, so give me a little time. I lean in toward it. Well, I don't want to disappoint people too, because I know people are going to be looking for music. But at the same time, you know, you got to understand how this thing works too. Mm-hmm.
Is it that you're looking for a return on investment?
That's part of it. Mm-hmm. That's one component, but that's not the end. But there's also an artistic component to it, and there's also the timing. Because when you release a song, there's a timing to it too, you know. When you put, sometimes a song, it goes dependent upon when you release it, the momentum of that song and everything. And you got to look at what other people are doing too. Mm-hmm. You know, other people come in music, you're going to declare your hire, other people ain't putting out the music, you know. yeah,
that's what I mean. But you might get the ball rolling.
So I'm looking at it. I may most likely record the song first. And as I said, it's going stages. I may go and record the song, and then when I finish recording the song, then I'll make the decision from there. So I'm looking at that, right?
All right. Fair enough. Classic is on the inside. Fireworks 2021. We are on the roll. We're on the ball. Of course, we were touching on that hot topic of the Trojan Rhythm a little earlier, and the majority of the comments I'm seeing here are actually about it. So, I don't want anyone to say that Cashy ignoring the messages and not reading. So we have Seabert Johnson. He's going to be coming in for our traffic beaters in just a sec, but let's go quickly. This one, let's deal with the song, which was done over a year ago and a half. There was so much gun violence in Barbados, with as much as 50 persons killed. So exactly what is the point that Peter Ram was making? What should really have happened if those artists realized, look, this is a mistake? They should have all said, no, scrap that song. So a year and a half, it got mastered, put into the public domain. Even the language used by Peter Ram in his apology songs wrong. When attorneys do wrong, they are disbarred. When footballers do wrong or use banned substances, they get banned for a period. They should know better, referring to the artists. This is a great disgrace to our island. Another man shot today. Double standards in our little Barbados. Big disappointments. Ah, I see what you just did there. All right. We are in fireworks mode. Stay with us. We have our traffic beaters coming and so much more. And we get ready to wrap things up with Classic. Time is now 8 minutes after 5 o'clock. Good afternoon to you. VOB 92.9 FM Fireworks 2021. I'm Cashy. I'll be with you in the afternoon as we talk to those involved in the festival through the years. We look back at what they've accomplished, what's happened, and we look to the future, what possibly may happen. And I must let you know, I tried, in the break, I tried to twist his arm to see if he would say, yes, Cashy, you can bring out your song. But, ultimately, it's a big decision that many artists have to make. We are grateful for the music that's been released thus far. We have some pretty cool tracks that have been released. But we wait and see how many more will be released this year. Classic spending some more time with us. What are you hoping for this year? The minister promised that there'll be some sort of festival. Mm-hmm. We are not privy to these meetings. Well, I am not. I don't know if you get an invitation to sit at a long table. I wasn't there. What are you hoping for?
Well, I hope that whatever we do, it will be done. We consider the safety of the public first and foremost, right? Because we can have the best of intentions, but we don't want to expose people, and then you hear that we got another spike or anything like that. So that's the first thing we got to consider. If we do some events, let's hope that we can do them in an environment that, as I said, we can hold a few people, because I know we can do things virtual, but I somehow the virtual thing hasn't seemed to have caught on to that extent. We are social human beings. We like to come out and see friends and socialize and have, and see, that's how we are. Mm. So the virtual will never be a replacement for. But I understand we still have to do something. So I leave that to the powers that be because I understand they're meeting and they're coming up with something. As I said, it's not going to be the traditional competition and that kind of stuff. But I hope that artists will get to at least make a little coppers, and the vendors and people who sell in clothes and stuff and, you know, food will be able to, you know, make some money, and we can still do some events so that the economy can still thrive. But as I said, we have to do it within the context of, you know, the health consideration and safety first. That's all.
All right. Someone has something to say. I don't know if she's still on the line. VOB, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, thanks for holding.
You're welcome. I just want to say the classic that I only have one Calypso King, and that's him. And I love his song, Tell Those Calypsonians For Me.
Thank you.
So each year, he have to come with a song so that I can really have a king.
I appreciate what you have said in those kind sentiments. Thank you for your support.
You're welcome.
And all the love. Same here. Back at you.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too, my friend.
LLC, Ladies Love Classic, man. Or another one here, Sir Classic. Good evening, my love. That's not me saying that, okay?
I hope not.
I'm just a messenger.
yeah. Good, thanks, bro.
I am just a messenger here. Cool. I'm just reading them as they come along. Mm-hmm. Alrighty then. All right. Back to the messages. I strongly condemn the artists for their participation in such behavior. However, let us now be hypocritical. I think that's not be hypocritical. As some of us watch worse things on the internet with our children beside us. Not Mike Chow. Well, this is the tip of the iceberg. Charity begins at home. Let us deal with our own mess, that person says. Good afternoon. It's disappointing when you have artists who are on one hand promoting anti-bullying and on the other hand promote gun violence. They are sending mixed messages to the already confused young people out there. Personally, I do not believe the apology is sincere. Entertainers must think before they release such lyrics. Fireworks, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Vina.
I'm good. This song is somebody, you know.
It's called the Big Up My Bride Ring, Plastic. One thing, you know, that my buddy. Mm-hmm. And kind of Twitter. And kind of tell Cash, she's doing that too much for you, know, it's fireworks. The issue, how I burned it today. But it's called the Rich Classic, or the best call. We ain't know we're going to have a VCs. You know, normally we'll see a lot, because you know you do a lot of work, whether it's fireworks, whether it's all backing up. So I ain't know much you can see each other this year, and this call to wish my buddy all the blessings.
Thanks, my brother. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
man.
For the season, and I know it's a rough time, bro, but you still the king. So I hold firm this from your voice, Sluggy. That enough love, buddy.
Thanks, Sluggy.
You the king.
And you keep up the good work, too, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right, Sluggy. Good. VOB, Fireworks, good afternoon.
Good evening.
Hi.
Yeah, hello, fantastic.
Hi, hello, good afternoon to you.
I wish you luck.
Thank you, my dear.
We don't
do them parties here. We might stay home. We might party, but we don't put two of them together. Alrighty. Going on with the message. Barbados has gone mad. Okay, that's the one thing. Okay. Trojan video, despicable, gross. No apology can apologize for that. Let's see. Full respect to Classic for his views and opinion on this serious issue. Cashy, please. Wow. Cashy, please get off the fence. Beginning to get disappointed in your approach. Watch it. Cashy's not on the fence here, right? What I am said is not for me. Period. It ain't for me. If somebody want to do that, that is their thing. It's all about the hypocrisy that's presented itself for me. That is my issue. That is my issue. If a man wants to sing gun lyrics, he sing gun lyrics. If he wants to sing about women, let's sing about women. That's for him. And whomever else he want, please. If he ain't breaking the law, if he's not going to compromise certain things, then fine. There's a place, a time and a place for everything. A time and a place for everything. The time and the place is not on radio. The time and the place is not in my car when I got my children. The time and place is not at a children's birthday party. The time and place is not around influence. Children are easily influenced. All right? We have to find a way that we can protect our children. The unfortunate thing, we have the internet, which is a good thing and a bad thing. It's a good thing because you can get so much information. It's all there at your fingertips. It's bad because it's easy for these children to get these things. So what we have to do is try to find a way to control the flow of information, the flow of this music, to the children. You can't cut it off altogether, because even back in the day before the internet, I could still get a cassette tape with all the lewd lyrics and such. But what we must do is try to find a way. Now, I can only speak for the experiences. I know when I was, when I play certain events, when I go certain places, there's certain music, if I see that is a young crowd, it's not happening. We all need to take responsibility. And that's the important thing. We got to take responsibility, ultimately. So it's not me being on the fence. I know where I stand on this matter. I think if the artist is anti-bullying, well, say anti-bullying. If you're pro-gun, then say pro-gun. But don't send mixed messages. That's it. Fireworks is the last lap, man. I mean, look at this story. I hear you saying, all right, we got enough time, Classic. But mm-hmm. Nah, that time went quickly. Now, as we look at what's happening here, again, this whole thing with children, this has brought to light the influence of music. I started earlier by saying music influenced me. And I listen to all sorts of music. So I've been influenced by oldie goodies, by pop, reggae, rock music, you know, classical music. I've been influenced by it all. Mm-hmm. It puts me in a mood, you know, whether it's a relaxation mood, whether they want to get me hype, it does that. Music has that influence. Mm-hmm. But it's a matter of what you allow it to do. It's, you know, you grow up and your parents say, well, if all your friends jump off a bridge, you're going to jump off a bridge with them too.
It's true.
So I think that points to us being able to think as individuals, but it starts with us trying to impart that upon our children, on the young ones. Mm-hmm. You think we're doing a good job?
Well, there's always more to be done, man. There's always more to be done. I think that there are people who are genuinely trying, but it's going to be a challenge, though, because this generation, they're coming already technologically, you know, tuned, you know, so they already engineered to deal with the advent of the computer, so they can trick the parents, you know. And if a parent is not vigilant and observing what their child is doing online, you can find that they can do all sorts of things. It's the content is out there, as you say, right? So you got to monitor, you got to police them, as I say, you got to make sure you know what they're doing at all times and what they're checking on and what they're watching and what they're listening to and everything. And you can't be with them 24/7, obviously. But when they go, you still got to talk to them about what they do when they get on the vans and they hear these, you know, these mm-hmm. lyrics and that kind of stuff. And so they will know to separate what is wrong from what is right and that kind of thing. It's going to be a challenge, as I say, but it is not impossible, because we have our duties and our responsibilities as parents and as, you know, upholders of the society in general.
You know, one of the things that worries me is that I know what he's doing, or I know what she's doing, or, you know, I can't talk to this child, you know. It's like, it
can't work.
You know,
who leading who?
that's the thing, you know. We need to parent. Mm-hmm. We need to be parents. You know, understand the challenges that will arise, understand mm-hmm. what's ahead. So when you become a mother or a father, you know, it's not just about mm-hmm. buying diapers. It's not just about wiping the snotty nose. It's about seeing what influences out there for them.
And I think that's one of the main reasons why there's so much backlash and outcry over the whole video, because people know how impressionable the youngsters are, and they know what's going on in society, and they know we want to curb it. They know we want to put things in, you know, on the right track. Mm. And these things can take us back and erode all the work that we doing trying to get, you know, the violence under control and to let people know that, you know, guns are not, you know, they're not good. They're not to glorify, right?
Absolutely.
So I think there are people who are trying hard every day to work with the youngsters, and they, you know, so we can't set them back by somebody giving them a contradictory message, right? Mm-hmm. So I mean, there've been a lot of chastisement and there've been critique, and you know, so I don't want to, you know, to pour it on anymore, right? But it got, I mean, and yeah, obviously, rightfully so, you deserve to be, you know, chastised if you do something that is not you know, right? Mm. So, but I hope that I will not be a nine-day wonder. And I hope that the artists will learn from it too, you know. Let us go forward here and maybe write something that is more, you know, uplifting, man, enlightening. Mm-hmm. And we can do better than this though, because these guys are, they're intelligent guys. Mm. We got a lot of good guys in it. They mean well, right? But they just need to learn from this mistake and let us make us better artists and better people. Mm. Right.
All right, parting words.
I just want to say to all Barbadians that let us stick together. And we're going through some trying times, and let us try to help one another. Look out for your fellow man, and you know, whatever we go to do from here in terms of crop over, if it gets going and we are safe to come out, let us come out and make things happen so that everybody will get a chance to benefit from the festival however we can. But we'll take our time and see what NCF has in store and how we can contribute. I'll do my part.
All right. Thank you very much. His name is William Wade. We know him as Classic. He's a two-time Calypso Mourner, and he is the reigning Calypso Mourner of Barbados, and that's until somebody takes it from him. He ain't giving it up.
That ain't gonna be easy.
They got to take it from him. Thanks a lot for passing through, Classic.
Yeah, my pleasure, Cashy.
Lighting the fireworks. Thanks a lot, man. All right, so it's 26 minutes after 5 o'clock. That's the time already. Yeah, so basically, this is where I have to sign out. Because we have the evening edition just around the corner. Thanks to all that called, all that sent the messages. Couldn't get through all the messages. But indeed, I do agree with what Classic said. It's important that we put the right thing out there. You know, you can't make anyone do it. But similarly, you can appeal for better. And that's what we need. And particularly when you realize that we're on a global stage, where everyone is looking, literally everyone is looking and everyone is watching. And I could tell you that video is all over the world. Everyone's seeing that video, everyone. And while there are people that are liking it, do we really want to be marketed that way? We already got some marketing issues. But that is a whole other show and another conversation. But we just need to be careful out there. You be careful out there. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day. Be good, be safe, take care of yourself, take care of each other. Until tomorrow, when we're together once again from 2 o'clock. And of course, don't forget, fireworks tomorrow as well. I'm Cashy, and I'm out.